Push this Ve'era, December 26, 2013.
They're not going to listen to me. So we discussed a few pshatim last week. But he said they're not going to listen. Ve'eich yishma'eini paro. How's paro going to hear me? Va'ani aral sifosayim. Now this is a very difficult point. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was considered, if not the, but just about the biggest and the best. He was created in a very perfect state. And if you tell me he was created in a perfect state, how could it be that he's aral sifosayim? Very hard to understand. Now the Gemara, in fact, even asks, when he was in the basket, when he was a child, and they said they heard the call of the nar, so the Gemara asks the kasha, what do you mean, Moshe Rabbeinu had a blemish? He's a little baby and he sounds like it's a young boy? That's a chisaron. So Gemara has its pshat. But we see that Moshe Rabbeinu is in a certain state. And yet, it keeps coming up, this thing. Because look at last week, we had the same thing. Look at last week. So when Moshe says, in last week's parasha, El Hashem, Moshe says to Hashem, Be Adonai. Lo ish tevorim anochi. I'm not a man of speech. Gam mitmol, gam mishilshem. Not from yesterday, and not from the time before. Gam ayaz dabrucha lavadecha, ki chvad peh, hu chvad loshen anochi. So we see that he keeps speaking about this difficulty of speech. And we need to understand this. How could it be? Not only that is, we don't really see that he had a refuah. We don't see it. And yet, the whole rest of the Torah is Vaydaber Moshe, Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe is the whole Medaber. He's the whole speaker. He's the one who's giving Torah to Klal Yisrael. That's why he's called Rabbeinu. So how could it be? Here is the Aral Sfatzayim, and the rest of the time, he's the Vaydaber Moshe. So we need to understand. Let's see this Perek Maral. Vayomer Moshe Hashem. We have to go get it slowly. Yesh lahakshas. Moshe shahoye lo kol ha-mailus. He had all the mailus that could be. V'av shleimus ha-gufo yelo. He had completion of the body. He was a complete being. K'ma shomru al koimoso. Gemara tells us about how tall he was. How low, well, his ability to jump, his ability to think, to do all different things of a choldova, eicho yizeh. How could it be that he was shaloh yorish tavarim? He wasn't a man of speech. How could it be? A man who has all the advantages, all the milus of that an adam could have, but he's an orel svasayim. He can't speak. Unechsha min hashleimus, speech is from the main one things. And Moshe didn't have it, and yet we know he did have it. Da, ki mipnei shoyu Moshe rochuk min achomer. Let's get this very slow and clear. Moshe, as we know, when he was born, as it says, that the or filled the house. Yeah. Now, what or are we talking about? So Chazal tell us we're talking about the or ki tov. The original or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with, that or is what came out. When they said that she saw Ki Tov, there was a tremendous gush or a surge of or into this Bria. And therefore, what does this or represent? Spirituality. Moshe is in a state of spirituality. And Moshe is not chomer. He's not physical. He doesn't have it. V'ein koach bilti min achomri. Kumo apeh v'aloshen. Speech is, if you really, we've discussed this a while ago, but if we think and we analyze speech, speech is as little touching into physical world as could possibly be. Because speech is nothing. There's nothing there. You can't hold it. There has no physical form to it. It's not physical. And that's why we, one of the things that we do is when we desecrate speech, it's a very terrible desecration. Because speech is ruchni. It's unbelievable, the madrega. Shekoach ri'iya vashmiya ein pulosin b'tenua rak b'menucha. And he says a new thing. In other words, what is that? Ri'iya or shmiya, it's not doing anything. It's not in the movement. It's passive. K'mo shehu la'ozen v'ayin shepulosim b'menucha. They're passive. They're not doing anything. That they're just seeing, hearing. It's not a movement. V'hu zeh inyan sichli ki agashmi poel b'tenua. So these things are more spiritual than physical. Like we discussed about the problem that there's certain things that are so ruchni that we can't even make a bracha on them. Can't even do anything with it. Riya, you can make a bracha. Right? Make a bracha on seeing things. Smell, which is also similar, okay. But on kol, there's no bracha at all. There's nothing there. Shehu gach lokach lohoya lemoisha koyach dibur. He's going to explain. That's why Moshe did not have the ability to speak. Shehu gashmi. Now we have to understand. Let's go a little further. We'll come back. V'im kosha ma sheyizbor lekamon. That which we explained, it's a per lahem v'lo yedaberu. Later on, he discusses halel. Per lahem, they have a mouth, but they don't speak. Shesho mashma ki apehu iker ha'odom. The mouth is the main thing of man. Ein dover ze kasha lemevin. That's not a question. Ki adibur bi atzmo ein safik kivin shu ayidei tenua hu poel gashmi. Speech is movement. You're doing something. So it does have something. Avol hu al yedei seichel. Real speech has to come together with seichel, with intellect. She yodea litzarev adibur. Then with intellect you know what to say, how to say, when to say. All of that is through seichel. So dibur is an outgrowth of seichel, real dibur. We're not talking about dibur that's not seichel or dibur that's gashmi or anything like that. We're talking about dibur that's seichel. K'mo shevanu rayim en atinok. Sheyesh lo hakelim, a little child has the ability. Sheheim mechachdim aloshin ve'ein lo hadibur. Right? He makes movement, he makes noises. But that's not real speech. Shechosa lo tziruf aloshim. V'lohi lemoy shechosa el chituch adibur. He only couldn't speak. V'hu b'vadai poel gashmi. That he was in a gashmi state. Now we have to understand that. We need to go and get some more information. V'kashe tovin zeh. And when you will understand. Tovin gam ke mashomer chazal beperek amapolis kishavlad yotzer lavir ha'olam. When the child comes out, the famous chazal boa maloch, the maloch comes v'sitro alpiv and hits him by the mouth u'mishkach mimenu kol atayra, and he forgets all his Torah. Lom l'machom lom amru. That's what it means when they hit him on the mouth. Now, there's a side thing. Rav Dessler asks, if he's going to hit you on the mouth and you're going to forget all the Torah, so why did he teach it to you originally for? Right. Rav Dessler says a tremendous thing. Because anything that you have, even if you forget it, it's easier for you to get it a second time. But if you never had it, then it's brand new. It's much more difficult for you to get it. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us the Torah, even though he makes us forget it, but when it was in us. And therefore, it's easier. Not easy. Easier. Easier to get it. Right, right. Ki huzeh asher amarti loch. Ki hapeh shenase bo odom chai medaber gashmi. A person is a living being when he has speech. Now, speech is the combination of everything that's in a human being. It's seichel, as we talked about. It's ruchni, and it's gashmi. It's the mouth. That's really why when we say that Lashon Hara is so difficult, because the tumah of the Lashon Hara affects everything in one shot. So I said a dibur of Lashon Hara, I spoke about that guy. So now what happened to me, I was metame my dibur, I was metame my guf, I was metame part of my thought process, all in one shot. Besides all the averis that are listed, we're not even going into it. Hu mishkoch mimenu kol ha-Torah, upir zeh, ki ha-odom mischaber bo ha-neshoma el ha-chomer. Dibur, an odom, is that which is puts everything together. The animals are all physical. Malachim are all spiritual. There is nothing in creation like the human being. And really, that's this difficulty that we have such a high level neshama, and yet we have this body that we're in. So we have these two aspects, that there are physical, that you have in the animal system, that you have ruchni, that's the malachim, but that you have it together, that's only Adam. Ubavur she'ena neshama hasichlis, mechuber bo bechomer. What does that mean? Before he comes out into the world, the child is not in the world yet. Oz nishmaso nivdelis. V'oz hu sichlis legamre. Because when you're in your mother's womb, you didn't come out to this physical world yet. So then really, you're a total spiritual being. And when you're in a total spiritual sense, then you can really know Torah, because Torah is going to be in that spiritual level. V'yeida kol ha-Torah. Now you can know kol ha-Torah. U'be'eis yitziyoso. But when you come out, nigma briyoso. And then what happens when you come out? Neshama tischaber l'chomer. Now we put the body and the soul together. Beforehand, we were totally soul. Now, body and soul. B'katesh tischaber neshama el aguf, nasa odom chai medaber. Chai medaber gashmi. But when you come out in this world and everything is together, body, soul, brain, everything together, now you have speech. As we know, we spoke about it a few times, you're no longer that sichli, that spiritual, that total being. You forgot it. Now, in this new state, you have to attain the Torah to the best of your ability in this new state of this body, soul, everything together. And this is the famous targum that we've touched on. When Adam came alive, so the Pasuk says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into his nostrils living breath, man became nefesh chayo, living being. What does the Targum say? Ruach memalala, speech. When man came alive, what does it mean alive? Speech. Tia Adam tsuraso chibur neshama asichlis vaguf biachad. What is man? body, soul, merged together, that's called Adam. That's the speech. That's what speech is all about. And that's what we have to really do with our speech, to use this koach for Torah, for chasodim, for good things, so we're now putting everything together. So now when you speak, you finish the form that you were created for. When you speak Torah, now what you really are supposed to be comes to its climax. Because that's koyech of body, soul, intellect, in your dibur. The kol zeman shu bebet animo, as long as you're in the beten of the mother, ein lo koruach memalala. You don't have speech. Ad shu yotze la'avir olam till you come out. V'hakor azos, and the hit shu humak al piv that we get on our mouth, v'tzaloyma gemar tzuroso, now you're a final product. V'nikra ze hakor al piv, ki chen gemar tzura shal kli nikra maka bepatish. But maka, hit. Bepatish with the hammer. Maka bepatish. Right? Amaka al hakli, you hit the kli. B'gmar maseyu, when it's finished, that's the sign it's finished. Ken gmar tzurotsu shulchai medaber, unasa yidei gmar piv, sheshom koach adivri. V'agmar hu hako, when he hits us. Sheshom nigma v'nasa odom murkav, it becomes this mixture, neshama, seichel, guf, one unit. B'zeh, ki po'al adibur ayidei aguf. B'yev shezeh, below neshama and nesichlis. And it can't be without neshama. K'mo sheman al malo, ki atinok doesn't have seichel, is not a medaber. And as he begins to get certain things, so he makes noise. He gets a little further, he begins to be able to express a little bit. That's the more seichel that comes into the child, the more he's able to speak. Because dibor is that combination. V'chein ha-behema, yesho kli ha-dibor, v'yein ba-dibor. Ki ha-behema, ain't lo neshama sichlis. He doesn't have it, so he can't speak. V'boloyma, ki gmah tzurotso shel hodom, שזה גמר מלאכה, נעשה בגמר פיו, שבו כוח הדיבור. And therefore, we forget כל התורה כולה. Good. Now let's go to Moshe. Now that we laid down this premise, now let's talk about Moshe. Next paragraph. וכמושה מושה, ינבדל במלאצוי. Moshe was a very spiritual being. לא ינוטה אל הגשמי. He had no, let's say it very simple, he had no way to connect to physical. He had no connection. He was purely spiritual. Ki imaylo nivdelis. Moshe was on such a high level that he couldn't connect to this physical existence. Hayuchosa goma patish zeh. You couldn't hit him because he's not finished. Because he has no way to connect. So if you have something that's, let's say, a goof with no seichel in it, what's going to be affected is koyach hadibur. So when Moshe is not able to speak, that's not his chisorin. That's because there's no way that the seichel can be in Moshe yet to be able to express what has to be. Why? Were there any mitzvahs yet? Were no mitzvahs. Was there any Torah yet? No Torah. There's no mitzvahs and no Torah. So he doesn't have that seichel that he needs. Because Moshe is kulei ruchni. So when you don't have that high level being, you don't have the seichel to be able to use and express and be, then what's going to be? You'll be just a goof. And a goof that kid doesn't have seichel, What is he? Narel Tzfosayim. Can't speak. When does Moshe become the Medaber? After he has all the Tzivuyim. He becomes the Medaber. V'lokach. Even though Moshe came out, Yoda kol haTorah, Pasuk tells us, "Vatichasureyu me'at me'elukim." L'kacha yichosa lo dover ze, ve'even ze ki dover baru. Okay, now we know that's not for you and me. But anyhow, Maral says in a different place. He says, you know, if you look in Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu had about 18 names. 18 names. Of all the names, why is it that Moshe stuck? Why is it that the Torah calls him Moshe? The name. So the Mem, the first letter Mem, is the middle letter of the alphabet. And Moshe is the middleman between the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. What level did Moshe reach in his understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Pasuk tells us, V'atichasreyu ma'at. He was almost at the end. He missed a little bit. What's the next to the last letter? Shin. So the Shin is there. And what did Moshe do by being this middleman with such intellect? What did he do? He brought us Chamishichom Shei Torah. That's the hay. And that's why, of all the names, the name of Moshe is the name that defines the person. And that's why the name Moshe is what's done. Now, yeah? Lokach.
What did he miss a little bit with the Shin?
Chachma
v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the hay?
Five of the Chamisha Chomishita. Lokach. Ha yechoyse loy davazeh. The haven zeh. Understand. Ki yudah v'bor. V'omru chachomim. Marbe d'vorim. Marbe shtus. You speak too much. You sit around, you hear some of the things that people talk about. You just wonder, where's the seichel? But the Ben Shem forgot to give him seichel? It just wanted to be employed. Ki adibur pearl gashmi. Ki berov devorim yirchak min haseichel. When we speak too much, we go away from seichel. V'inez bor l'cho ma'ashel ho'ya ma'isher ba'al pe'veloshim. And that's what it means. That he was someone who at that point wasn't the complete being yet, because he didn't have that seichel yet. It says like this, for Yisrael Perakama the Tainus, Bameh Shimish Moshe B'Yimei HaMiluim. In the first 7 days, in the inauguration of the Mishkan, who was the Kohen Gadol? Moshe. What did he wear? Did he wear the big day kahuna? What did he wear? Rav Kahana Masni Becholok Lovon. He wore a white clothing. She'ein lo amra. That has no edge. Has no at the edge, right? Ramaz al Shlemus anivdol asichli Becholok Lovon v'lo yolo imra. Now and again, the white, as we discussed when we were talking about Lovon, white has certain advantages, and but on the other hand, has disadvantages. The disadvantages, if you don't use the white the right way, like Lovan, as we said, you end up being whatever the person is. Because you put black, it'll be black. You put green, he's green. Red, red. But Lovan, on the other hand, if you keep it without taking on any other color, is the purest it could be. So you're not taking on anything from the physical world, you stayed lily white. Our neshama, shenosato bi, that we say every morning, tohirihi, ato voroso, ato yitzato, you form it, you make it. What's our neshama called? White. And when we do an aveira, we put a color on it, usually black. And then we have to have a do tshuva to get rid of it. But the neshama is always defined as white, because white is as pure without taking on anything. Moshe wore white Because Moshe is white. That's Moshe.
So when you wear
that's why that's
on Yom Kippur.
On Yom Kippur and if the 120. They put us there.
So Yom Kippur so that we are seen or we are
Nothing. We're, as we spoke about last week, we were so tall, we're not part of this world. Uh-huh. We spoke about that last week. Remez al shleimus anivdel asich li b'seich halovon lo yimra v'roi ayil l'shamish b'zeh. So therefore, this is his thing, that he didn't have the seichel yet. Now, so he goes into him. Now, Moshe becomes the medaber. Now, let's go to the next page. We're not going to see the whole thing. It's a one source, but I want to. You need to understand the legabe Moshe. Gimel. Chadir olam kashal inyan. Let's go deep now into this inyan. Tilamdeinu ladas. Kishoresh acherus amyuchedes shenitna lo l'lishono shel adam, the freedom a person has with his speech, ad shenechshav hu ha'eiver hazeh legabe sharivorim, till the point that when you compare him, this speech, to the other limbs or the other actions, ka'omed b'shus atzmo, it's on its own. Legabe nishenimtza b'shus acherus. Good. So we have to understand what he means. Go down one line. Hine roim onu ki a Rambam koru lo oso a chelek misifro yada chazoka, that we named every section that speaks about the different halachas with a different name. When it comes to the halachas atluyas bebituis fosayim, things that have to do with speech, kagon, nedorim, shavuos, naziris, erchin, charomim, B'shem Sefer Haflo'o. That's what he called. Haflo'o means bewilderment. Unbelievable. Umekorohu, and where did he get this word from? Pasuk says, Ish kiyafli lindor neder nozelahazir. So he had that hafli, ki yifle. That's what he used. Uvedivri chachomim kori hu koton. If you have a child, he's not yet a gadol, but he is an intelligent being who's very close to being a gadol. He's called mufla hasomachlish. Now, what's mufla? Pella. Now, what does that mean? Hasbara mika, to understand it very deep, that starif l'kan pirusha shalar amo l'siyim abrocha asher yotza chosemes. This is very important for us to keep in mind every morning. Upir shlono ramah ki mafli la'asos. Hainu shemekasher gashmi beruchni. The part that bracha you say, roifei cholbasa, that's cholbasa. The fact that you say, alakai neshama, so you have a spiritual being, as we just mentioned. But what? Umafli lasos. It's the bewilderment that he made such a creation that in this physical being, this total spirituality. That's the pella, the bewilderment that he made such. Umalech advorim kachnu. Gufa brocha sheyotza, nosar alinyonu anefesh, chelnefesh ativi. Natural, physical, nikovim nikovim, chalulim chalulim. So that, but we add on to this chasima umafli lasos. Why? You're really supposed to, and if you look in better sidurim, they put elokai neshama right after that bracha. Not that they put something in the middle. You're supposed to go roife chol basa umafli lasos. Elokai neshama shenasatabi. Right, bracha elokai neshama. Asher benigud lebirchas asher yotza. In the opposite of it, it's now on the union of the soul. Knows the bracha zusha elokai neshama linyan shenafelukis. We talk about the spirituality that Hashem blew into our existence. V'lachein bo'im eim amil alolu u'mafli lasos b'toch kesher gesher. Beautiful ocean. Kesher gesher. A connection that is the bridge. Shel shtei abrochas alolu. What's the connection? Well, this has to do with physical. This has to do with spiritual. How do these two connect? Mafli lasos. That he created in Odom, and in Odom is this pela, this bewilderment, that in spiritual, in this physical willing, being, there is spirituality. Pila ploy. Kolei mamidis gadlus shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mida hamizgalis b'chiburim shal nefesh shal hikis v'nefesh hantivis la'adodi. They work together. Only he ben arosav hamidis gadlus shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That which he created is even greater than he created physical. That's one. Obeying binyanim shal nefesh elikis, and that he had created spiritual. That's also. But that you have a being that has both in it. Nayrot alzud. What's more than anything is chibur neshama ruchni mesave dargu pella. That's the pella that we have here, and therefore, that's what we say. That what, when he put this koach into what, in Odom, he blew into the nostrils, nefesh chayim, what is that? Speech. Because speech is this expression of these two together. That's the speech. That's in the Fashas, Lishlemus, at the bottom he goes, that you say, an boisha v'ani aral svasayim. Why? As we just said, Mishum shesichlo shel Moshe hoyunivdal min achomri. His mind was out of the world. He wasn't in the physical world at all. Lochi, he was an aral svosayim. Ba'ainu shezeh shayich, that's Moshe, when he goes yotzim in a klal from anyone else. V'yotzim in a klal v'skashas gashmi baruchni. When you can't connect them, it's an aral svosayim. And then that's what he said, V'lo ish tevorem onochi. Amal yach matan teire, but right after matan teire, all of a sudden, Moshe said, Eila devorem asher diber Moshe. But Moshe was an aral svosayim. Mibnei shayidei matan teire. When Torah was given to the physical world, nis'ava chibur chodosh, there's a new connection between the Elyonim and the Tachtonim. This mafli lasos becomes so alive. U'kamashom u'shad matan Torah, Shechina didn't come, v'lo yol odom l'morim, u'bishas matan Torah, v'yeir Hashem al ha-Sinai, u'moshe ola el ha-Elokim. There was this connection. Because there was a separation between Elyonim and Tachtonim, between the Seichel and the Guf. When did they get connected? From the man Lo Ish Devorim, he became Elo Adavorim. Both in Shigam, Tfisosu, Shmal, Ral, Madrigo, Varal, Svosayim, is in that Targum. And therefore, he becomes the Medaber. And that's why, at the beginning of the Chumash and Shemos, we find him say over and over again, he's an Aral Svosayim. He can't speak, because the Seichel that he needs is not here yet. And when he's a Makabal, the Torah, and now Torah and Guf come together, and they're expressed in the speech. Now he becomes the Medaber. Now Moshe becomes Abeinu. Now Moshe is the one, Vayedaber Vayem Moshe. And that's what it means, that Ra'as Fasai. Okay. Good. And that's why you understand why the Rambam calls it the Sefer Apella. Apella, because of the bewilderment that he put these connections together. Good. Let's go to the next one.
It's nothing to do with touching coal when he was a little boy, if we used to learn in school.
Well, I don't want to say nothing. That's In other words, we understand that because Baruch Hu let that be the physical manifestation. But the real problem was this problem. Mm-hmm. Good. Pasuk says like this. Vagam akimoisi es brisi itom vaseis lohem es eretz kenaan es eretz mugureyem asher goru bo. He promised Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Kenaan, to the others. And as much as we can talk about Eretz Yisrael, we'll never talk enough about it. And it needs to be talked about more and more. And one of our problems is that because we're having a B'liya in Hara, et cetera, good in Chutz Loretz, so we don't think about it enough. It's something that it should be on our mind all the time. So the more we talk about Eretz Yisrael, the more it becomes something that we really want to get. Good. Vagam akimaisi, I kept the bris with them for Eretz Kenan. So he called it Eretz Kenan. But in last week's Pasha, we had a unique introduction to it. Last week's Pasha, Pasik Ches, Vo'ered Latzilo Miyar Mitzrayim, well, I lost him in Oretz. I'm going to go down, he tells him, and I'm going to save them, and I'm going to take them, Min Oretz Ahi, to where? It doesn't say El Eretz Kenan. What does it say? El Eretz Toivo Urechovo. El Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvash. El Mekoy Maknani Vachite Amore Prizi Chivivus. But he calls it El Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvash. So we are used to hearing the land of milk and honey. But if this is the first time that it's presented in Torah, Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash. In all the time that the Rabbeinu Shalom spoke to the others, he never called it Zavas Cholov Udvash. All of a sudden, it comes now to the Bonim, to the Ummah, as we've been talking about. Now it comes Zavat Cholov Udvash. We have to understand that. Why? So the first thing we have to see is the Ramban. Good? Okay, we're good? So Ramban. Good, so at the beginning, he says, right at the top, so at the beginning. So right at the beginning, he says, B'yazki kan shishamim, and really it's seven. Good, fine, he goes to it. Let's go down a few lines. It's about six lines down. It starts V'tam. V'tam zovas cholov udvash. We have to really understand. Ki shevach t'chila es ha'oretz shehi toivo. First we said that the land is good. Loima, what does that mean to say? Sha'avir tov v'yofa libnei adam. Right? Good air, good place to be. V'chol tov yimotze bo. And all good you'll find in that land. V'shehi rechava, it's wide. Sheyamdu bo kol Yisrael b'mecha. All Yisrael can be there, even though we know that physically it seems that you can't put everybody in. But that's one of the promises and one of the miracles of the land, that it can hold everyone. Oh, tam rechova sheyeshbo rechovos shvele va'omok u'misha gedolim v'ktanim. It has deep and wide and broad vein rocha ruba horim v'gears, and it's not mostly mountains, but it's plenty of place to live. V'chodza v'shavach osa, and then he comes back and praises it. She eretz mikna sheyeshbo maritov. It's a good place for grazing. V'amayim yofim. The water is good. The cholov in the animals become plentiful and good. They produce more, and it's better milk when it's a good air. The ace of rav and a lot of grass. Umayim tovim and good water. So since what you made to have payers that are not so good, he said, don't worry. The payers are going to be shmeina. Everything's going to be good. Everything's fine. So he's explaining the greatness of what this land is. But we need to understand much deeper yet what is Avas Chalav HaDavash. So let's begin. Now this is a long time, it's late, and I don't want to do the whole one, but let's start with Beis. I don't have time, we should come back and touch on so many other things, but let's start with Beis. We already mentioned the horror of the Ramban that we find in other places also. Shebechol haftochis v'abrisos lo'ovitz al Eretz Yisrael lo nizka tior eretz avas chalav v'dvash al Eretz. We don't find it by the others. Hapam harishoyna, the first time, shenizka toyer hu l'dor shishim ribo. It's the generation of the 600,000. V'vadai sheroi lo'ol sorer. We need to think al shaloi nizka pratzel avas. Why didn't it tell it to the others? Hamanchilim atzmon. They're the ones who are giving over to us the rights to the land. What do we have, rights in Eretz Yisrael on our own? Nothing. Why do we have rights? Because they promised Avram, promised to Yitzchak, promised to Yaakov. That's why we have rights to the land. So if they gave over to us the rights, why should it be we, the inheritors, hear about Zavas Chalav Devash, and the ones that are the givers, the one who give over the inheritance, never heard about it? Sifra Shel Lutzato, in the Sefer of Chaim Lutzato, Mesil Shishorim, Bonu Hu Al HaBraisa. It's built on the famous Braisa of Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyer, HaMatzia Lefoneinu Sulam, that presents a ladder of Aliyah, how we're going to go up. So we go from different Madregas, Midas and Zrizas, and all different levels. Ba'avoda, Va'al Kol Dargo V'Dargo, on each one, Umazbir Darke Kiniyasa, how are you going to get this Midah? Va'zihiris Midvorma Mafsidim Es Malosa, and watch that you don't lose it once you get it. So he speaks about two things, how to get it, and how not to lose it. Avo b'midu b'shebaroi shasulam, but when you get to the highest rung, hu omer shemagia ayochid ba'avodoso, the individual gets through his working lishlav sheinotoli ba'avodoso. He gets to a certain point that it's no longer your work gets you there, but b'mida hakedosha, ein abechira biyodo ligmar ayide avoda. You get to a certain point that it's not up to you anymore. Elo tchiloso ishtadlus, the beginning of it you have to do. You have to do the most you can, but when you reach the real level, sofa gemul. The end is payment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you. Tchiloso avoda, sofa matona. What's that high level? Kedusha. When you get to the whole thing, you've gone through all the steps in the wrong. You came up to the ladder, top of the ladder, and you've worked there. So now the beginning of this level, you begin to work. Now to keep it, that's a matana. That's a gift to you. Ain't a kinyan kula b'yidei adam. It's not all up to man. Dugma shara midas like the other places. V'ksav kesomach l'dvorav maybe chazal. Adam magdish atzmo l'mato. A man sanctifies himself down here. Makadshim also milamala. Yeah. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctifies him from upstairs. So then that's how Kedusha works. Makadshim also milamala. That's the maton. You work, that's what you're going to do. But that you should be in the state of Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you, That's a matana. Now let's go. Let's go to hay. And here's where we're really going to try and understand. The Nagdun Divrei Aramban ala posik zer zohov sovi. We know that when they built the kelim in the Mishkan, so certain kelim had zer. Zer, we'll call them crowns around. So the crown on the Shulchan, Bir Soda Shulchan, so the Ramban explains, Ki Birchas Hashem, we have to get it clear, it's very big yisod that we're going to be able to understand here. The bracha of Hashem, may ace brias olam lo tivra yesh meayin. The way this physical world works, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to make something from nothing. That he's not doing anymore. That he did when he created. But now, you need something for the bracha to take effect. Abel olam kiminhago noeg. It has to work in a regular way. Dechsiv, vayara lakim es kol asha osa vihine tov ma'od. Everything he created was good, very good. And therefore, this is the world. Avol kasha yir shom shorish davar. But if there's something there, something, tochul olav bracha, naturally, what should happen? There should be a blessing there. The toast of Bo, and you're going to have more. Kashom Alisha. Like Alisha said, Hagidi li mayesh l'cho babayit. Right? He asked, what do you have in the house? V'chola abrocha ala osu chumaleya kol hakeil. Right? There was a little bit, and then what happened? The bracha just went and went and went. Right? Was filled. Beliyohu, right? Kada kemach. Lo kolza v'shavushapachta shemen lo chasa v'chein hashulchan, and that's the way the shulchan and the lechem aponim botochu bracha. Right, when the Gemara tells us that the kohanim would take a little drop of the lechem aponim, a drop, fill, and they would eat it, and they would be totally satiated because there was so much bracha in the bread. Till there's the Ramban. Vahainu shalom meduber kan ki ilu yesh gavul umida b'kochol shal novi l'shanus hateva. It's not that the novi would change nature. That when the water just came or the oil just kept flowing and flowing. It's not nature changed. Because the Ramban told us nature's not going to change. So what happened there? Ela meduber bibrachas Hashem meyes ha'yos ha'olam. From the time the world was created, lo tivra yesh miayin. Ela olam k'min onoog. What? Vayar lakim v'inei tov mod. V'hain, what does that mean? She'abriya mitzad atzma hi tov mod. The natural setting of the world is that it's tov ma'od. What does it mean, tov ma'od? Meleya bracha. It's filled with bracha. There's only bracha. That's what bracha means. Tov ma'od. It's just filled with bracha. What does the word bracha mean? Ribu. More. More and more and more. That's bracha. Right? What do you come to Rebbeinu Shom? You say, what? Those places, it's Baruch Ata, blessed art thou. What is that supposed to mean? Right? You, what does it mean? So it means all bracha. Ata comes from you. You're really supposed to put a comma after the word bracha, Baruch. Baruch, all blessing, Ata Hashem, comes from you, Hashem. That's what it's supposed to say, a bracha. So therefore, it's Hashem is bracha. The ribui bracha is giving and giving and giving. And the nature of the natural setting of the world is that the kibracha should naturally continue. That's how it should go. V'nov in devor of dorch, ma'ashanu ro'im, tihilcha shal tzmicha. He said, look at what happens when you plant something. Mitogarin kotun. You put a little seed in the ground. What happens? Peiros, peiros, peiros. What happened? That's not what you put into the ground. But that's part of this bracha that's in the ground that Hashem said, Tov mod. Gidul zeh, bracha shal hispashtasi. That's spreading, growing more and more. Tehil chazeh. This greatness is part of Teva. Kiminoga Shalodom. Gidul Zeh Aniton. That was there, Betiva Shalodom. Bitu Lutov Maod Shalabriya. Tov Maod, Pirush, is Pashtus. Spreading of good, more, more. Zui Brach. Omnom. Teva Rishoini Zeh. This nature, Nifkam. We had a pagam in it. We had a blemish. What happened? Ayideos Maisa should be voice of Nigza, Kotz, Darda, Tatsmichloch. Came the Chet of Odom Arishan. And what's the Chet of Odom Arishan? That the outcome is Kotz, Darda. You're going to have thorns because you have to work the land. What does it mean? It means it's not going to be now all coming up. Natural bracha, the way it should. It's going to be held back. V'talicha bracha shalodom huchnis gorem. Now in this blessing, entered chisaron. We blew it. Plain simple English, right? We made that there's a limit to the bracha. V'fia Ramban b'madnu yisod chodesh shepu'ulas alisha. Ain't a rock show mofes. It's not that it is a miracle of nature that changed. That's not what happened by Elisha. You know what happened by Elisha? Elisha kano yekocho shel Elisha. Yiddish, he says, Sirikh, she's telling. To put it back. That's a toiv ma'oid ha'makori shel abriya. To put it back the way it's supposed to be. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Elisha, he didn't make anew. He just put it the way it's supposed to be. And then it's going to be automatic. That's what it means. That's the. So in other words, he removed Kotz V'Dardar. So if you remove Kotz V'Dardar, what's left? Tov Mod. Good? V'sham nimshach shefara. Tov mod nem ala bria. Keep it going. Gain srichin cheftsu shal bria. She metziya shal yesh. Shalov tochal abracha. So once you have a little bit, and you removed kotz v'dardar, so now all the bracha is there. Good? Do we understand that? Clear? We got it? Good. El shaleinu ledas. She kedusha v'klolo tartei tzasveye. Kedusha and Tuma are two opposites. Kodo Hegdesh Ein Tzricha Bracha. It's an unbelievable thing. The Gemara tells us, Hegdesh doesn't breed Bracha. What is Gemara? Gemara in Kedushin gives the Moshe. Gemara says that if you Magdish a leg of the animal, so what happens? Automatically what happens, the whole animal is Hegdesh. Wait a second, I only made the leg Hegdish. Kedusha spreads by itself. Where do we see anything spreading by itself? Toiv Ma'ed, spreading by itself. So Hegdish is like it was before Kotz V'Darda. We hear? Very key. Good. Ubekedusha nishal sachok tivishal gidul. It spreads without kotz v'darda. Odo magdishatz momad, makachin oso harvitz. Hagidul b'teva mutu b'midas HaKadosh. Now, let's go down to Yud. Lefi ze, Oleinu Lohovin. What is the milus of Eretz Yisrael shel zovas cholov udvash? Now we're getting to the real understanding. Eino beikra mitzad mitzias cholov and udvash. It's not that it's got honey, milk and honey, contrary to what people like to present, the land of milk and honey. That's not the whole. El shemayri hi al tunchuna shel zovas. What does zovas mean? It flows. Shel bracha v'ribui. It's unlimited in flow. V'kan nifnu ascholus divrei Ramban. Ba'aninyan asiyas ha'shulchan. Now we go back. Shel mesiach hazeh shulchan esimin lamalchus. Osha gedulu b'Yisrael. U'mishulchan zeh yotza ashiris l'chol Yisrael. All richness came. Why? Because the only reason that it was all removed was because we had Kotz V'Dardar. But as soon as you remove Kotz V'Dardar, what will the nature produce? What? Tov Mod. Oz Rak Mitzis Shorish Dova. Levalu. Kasha Yia Shom Shorish Dova Tokol Lov. Bracha, when you'll have a little bit to make a place for the bracha to take effect, Tosef boat's just going to keep going. Zer Zov, the Zer on the Shulchan, is a simen to Ashiris. Simen Zer is a Shoresh Dovor. That's the foundation. And once you have the foundation, then what could you have? Endless. That's the Zor. Therefore, Yud Aleph, Umash Nema, Aleretz Yisrael, Zovas Cholud Vosha Kavona, Shekedushas Eretz Yisrael Tashpia will have the effect Sha'al Cholov Udvash Shebo Yochul Ribui. On the Cholov and the Vash, there's no limitation. Why? Because we're back before Kotz V'Dardar. We're back to what? Tov Mo'od. Hadgoshikani Koach HaBrocha Tov Mo'od. Ayodo Tosefes Bracha, Shabazedo Makedushas Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is like we said by Hegdish. And what we say by Hegdish, it spreads on its own because it's not in the together in the limitation of that which we said. Al Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Medubar Bishte Bechimus. We speak about it in two levels. Aleph, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael through Yoshua and Ezra. And Beis, Eretz Yisrael HaMuchzekes B'Yodeinu, that we have from the Ovis. So we have two, right? We have these two things. And therefore, he says, after the parentheses, U'Bechidus Nefrodes, and they're separate. But even if you tell me that there's no Kedusha, but it's still ours, because it's Muzekis Me'avaseinu, we have it from our fathers. V'einu Nivgas Klal, you can't touch that. That can't be touched. V'kiddush Yeshua and Ezra are only Kiddush for mitzvahs, but the Etzim Kedusha in the land, that's from the office, no matter what's going to be. V'inei b'yose Eretz Yisrael m'sugeles l'zavas l'ribui v'lo tish l'bo ha'meniya shakotz v'darda, like we just said, arei muvan shazavas chol ha'dvash l'yuchol o'yel ha'askeh l'ovis. Now you understand. They couldn't tell it to the office.
Why?
V'inei sheshaychusam l'Eretz Yisrael Upulotsami beinyan dargis muhzekis. What's the madrega of the Ovis? The madrega of the Ovis is they own Eretz Yisrael. Is it affected by anything? No. Nothing can touch it. We could be thrown off the land. We could have done Averis. We could have done anything. But muhzekis is never affected. Oh, b'zavas chol v'davash could be affected. Oh, that can be affected. The toiv ma'od could be affected by kotz v'dardar. Isn't the bracha too, the ovis can be affected by anything? No. Therefore, I can't come along and tell him that. Because that's only to tell you I'm breaking out of kotz v'dardar. But I'm not breaking out of kotz v'dardar for the ovis. The ovis is things never stop. Avo kedusha sarat lo yisa ad lo Yeshua. Who yisoyed avonis why? Because the 600,000, they're the ones who come into the land. And even though you told Bizovas Cholovadvash for those that left Mitzrayim, but they were supposed to be the ones to come to Eretz Yisrael. It's just because of the Egel, they didn't make it there. And the Mimraglim, right? But the land is theirs, and the 600,000. And that's what you tell them, the Kedusha. What are you telling them? You're telling them that what? It's the land of Zavas Cholav Edvash. Which means, I'm going to break you out of the Kurds for Darda. They are breaking out. They're the Maimed Sinai, they're breaking out, they got to do all of these things. The others, nothing touches the others. So therefore, they weren't told about this Zavas Cholav Edvash. Because Zavas Chol Edvash is the bracha that you're going to break out of the limitations. Ovis are not limited beings. Their bracha is not limited. The bracha is not limited. Doesn't fit. So the rest goes into a thing of what does it mean? What's the bracha that they were giving? We know a famous pasuk that we say. Lechteich acharai b'midbar, eretz lo yizaruh. They went after me in the midbar. Now, they went after me in the midbar is before Matan Torah. So what's there? What's going on? Seeing them is called, when you see the Rabbi Yishon, you had Matan Torah. Lechteich acharai is before. Okay, there it goes through a whole long thing. I think we'll hold it right here for them.
Sure. You should do this one. This is Makabli Torah. Come Makabli, then you know Torah.
I guess it has to do with this other piece. If you want to see something very interesting, which needs a lot of work, look at the last. You see that he himself has it in black. Not so question. Look at the last one. B'shem Kedosh Elyon Echod, the name of one of the holy people, Nizkal Zeh, they say like this, that we find by Pesach, Chumras Yiseris, Minhagim Merubim, that you don't find all year round. You find people are more machmer on Pesach than all year round. They have minhagim that are very, very extreme. Why is it? So this Kodesh said the following: Ki derech tachshitim lios charuzim al atzavah. Where do you put the jewels? When you wear jewels, they sit on the chest. Mm-hmm. Tzavah, the neck, the chest. Mipnei sheatzavor hu mechelek mehaodom haomed lo betchum etzem aguf. It's not in the real body. It's above it. V'lo beponim. It's not in the face. Ela lamato. And not only that is that the neck is the connector from the blood. Lakach, sheyesh mokom le'ango. Make it nice. Bichtei, losev bo mamet.
U'bichneset. What, to make it like it's more.
U'kineses Yisrael, ovos em aguf. Mekablei Atoira heim bebechinas ponim. That he explained. So the door of the Mekablei Atoira, that's the ponim. The bag, the ovis, are the guf. Sharei lahem nizgala HaKadosh Baruch Hu ponim el ponim. So they saw they are ponim. And the body is the ovis. Nimtza shador shiyotzemi mitzayim hu bebechinas Savor, b'shom yesh makom utachshitim v'kishutim b'miyuchu. So therefore, that door, right? That's the connector between the ponim and the guf. And what do you do on your tzavor? You put the jewelry. And what are they? They are the Yotzei Mitzrayim. So the Yotzei Mitzrayim is where you show the jewelry. That's the chumras of it. That's very hard. Okay. Well, you want to see his designer's hair?
Yeah.
Jim Migdal on Talpio's land.
Yes.
He said the goof of the animal, the goof of the person represents